finished.
Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, do we have any changes to the agenda?
Just to note that you can strike the approval of the minutes for the October 13th meeting. We'll have those for the next meeting.
All right, then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, our next item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2015-1, lands of Roy F. Rogers.
Thank you. This is a subdivision that came before the commission last May, I believe it was, or June. This is to notice of the receipt of the soil feasibility study and the resolution of some ownership issues.
Gentlemen, on this one, this is one that we had the public hearing quite some time ago on, and as part of the record on that, we received a letter from Mount Air Farms that's an adjacent property owner questioning whether the survey was accurate and whether the subdivision should go forward. So what we did with staff is we sort of put everything on hold so we could sort out the lands that were allegedly in dispute and whether that affected what it was that Mr. Rogers was attempting to get approval for. Essentially, his lots, he had, I guess, four lots on a right-of-way already, so because he had the maximum of four, he was just doing additional strip lots. He needed to go to the public hearing process. As it turns out, after we got through all the title work and talked to Mr. Rogers and got details from Mount Air, the property that, I don't want to say it's in dispute, it was more that there was an error in the assessment records within the county. Anyway, that was on the opposite end of the property from where Mr. Rogers was looking to subdivide, so it wasn't affected. This proposed subdivision won't affect any of these questions about where the assessment map lines are, and that's all getting squared away sort of separately. So anyway, once we got that resolved, we determined it could be put back on and you all could act on it. So we wanted to get on the agenda just to make that announcement and also let you all know that there is the septic feasibility. So at this point, you know, I think with that announcement, maybe defer again just for the next meeting and then you all can take action on it. Yeah, and or look at the file in the meantime because it's been a while since we've seen it.
So the record was left open for this and now or not?
It was more a staff issue just dealing with the title. So you don't need to close the record or do anything. So it's just sort of an announcement. That's where we are.
Okay. So.
All right, then. Duly noted. Our next item was subdivision 2016-10, Hamlet of Tillery. Dale Wheatley.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2016-10 for the hamlet of Tillery, Dale Wheatley, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this subdivision previously received final site plan approval in 2009. That plan expired and now the applicant is seeking to have it reapproved. Two, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code and that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items listed in section 99.9-C of the code have been favorably addressed. Three, the proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. It is 27 lots on 27.65 acres, which is significantly less than the maximum of 2 units per acre as permitted in the AR1 zone. Four, the proposed subdivision will be restricted residential development, will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Five, the subdivision is consistent with developments in the area. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. Seven, the subdivision includes active and passive recreational uses on approximately 9.21 acres, or 33% of the site. Eight, DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. Nine, this approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 27 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all the entrances shall comply with with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of a school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and the addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot wide vegetative buffer shall be shown along the boundaries of the site. Final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. H, no wetlands shall be included within any lots. I, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities prior to the issuance of the 27th residential building permit for the project. J, the final site plan shall comply with the requirements of the Sussex County source water protection requirements. K, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised site plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2016-10, Hamlet of Tillery for Dale Wheatley for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and for the benefit of the commission and the eight people in the audience tonight, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, and also, for some reason, I don't have my normal spiel with me to read, so you'd think that after 12 years I would know it.
See if you know yours by heart.
I know. Mine is a little longer than yours. As stated by Mr. Wheatley, this is the time for the public hearings as shown on tonight's agenda before the Planning and Zoning Commission. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. During the proceedings, once the chairman introduces the matter, Ms. Cornwell will introduce any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. After Ms. Cornwell's presentation, we will open up the matter for public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney or Mr. Clark representing an organized group, we ask that you speak first and identify yourself by name and place of the residence and speak first. When coming to the podium to speak to the commission, we ask that you be clear and concise and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the ability to eliminate testimony from anyone that is unduly repetitive or unnecessary. During these proceedings, there will be no direct questioning or cross-examination of the parties or any participants. If you have a question that is needed to be asked and answered, direct it to the commission, and the commission will direct it to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, all parties will only have one opportunity to speak to the commission this evening. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
I think that hit the high points.
Good job. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2060. Shelby Trucking and Construction Company Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for heavy equipment storage, trucking, and construction businesses to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 6.983 acres, more or less. The property is located on the northwest side of Hudson Road, Road 387, 2,100 feet south of Lynch Road, Road 387A. The 911 address is 37268 Hudson Road, Selbyville. The tax map is District 533, Map 17, Parcel 160. Staff did receive comments from DLDOT as part of the service level evaluation response. And we also received one letter from Steve and Sheila Long that we live next door to Shelby Trucking in Selbyville. We are not opposed to the business being there. However, we would like some consideration when it comes to hours of operation, 7 days a week, and any hour of the day is not acceptable. We ask for reasonable hours and no Sunday work. We like being in our yard with our family, and it can be difficult at times to enjoy with all the noise the business next door produces. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. With that, the chair recognizes Mr. Clark.
My mic, microphone on?
You are.
Okay. Good evening. For the record, my name is Jeff Clark. I'm a landscape architect with the firm Land Tech Land Planning in Ocean View, Delaware, representing the Shelby Trucking Construction, Inc. conditional use application. With me this evening is Lisa Gray, who's the owner of Shelby Trucking Construction Company, and her husband, Tim. I prepared a number of booklets, which I've handed out. I think you may have these in front of you, and I'll be referring to those this evening as I make my presentation. And as Janelle just stated, the application on file, the conditional use request, is to allow the continuation of a non-conforming business commercial land use that has been in continuous operation for more than 50 years on the subject property. Now, a copy of the actual application is in tab one of that handout book. And later in the presentation, I'm going to describe the business and historic land use in greater detail. But before that, I've got some slides. Janelle, you might need to get them fired up here.
Just hover at the bottom. There you go.
Yeah. So this first slide is a copy of the boundary survey and existing condition site plan that illustrates where the site of the conditional use is proposed. This actually shows the entire holding of the Gray properties. There we go. Thank you. And then this the next slide then is a blow up of that same property. This is actually the subject of tonight's conditional use public hearing, and it shows that the business office, storage buildings, parking, outdoor material storage. There's a residence on the parcel. I might use the pointer here to show. This is actually
the pointer doesn't work on the television screens, but you can draw on the screen.
Well, the L-shaped building to the bottom left there is a residence. The other buildings are all associated with the business that's conducted on the property. As Janelle stated earlier, the property is located on the west side of Hudson Road. It's about 500 feet north of West Line Road, and is, as I said earlier, is owned by Lisa Gray. Lisa Gray is the daughter of the late Darrell Hitchens, who operated Hitchens Brothers Trucking and Construction Company, and its successor, Shelby Trucking Company, which is the applicant tonight, and by will left the business operations and the equipment to his daughter. For some background, the conditional use did not require a plus review, but the owner voluntarily submitted an application in June of 2015. We met with the state agency planners, and that plus report is in tab 7 in the book, both the report that came from plus and our responses. I'm going to walk through those real quick. And the PLUS report noted that the site's located in investment level 2 according to the state strategies and policy spending map, which is, this is an excerpt from that map. And if you look, maybe I'll just point right here. Here's the site of the application. And it is shown in level 2 there, the dark yellow or darker yellow area. That is an area that reflects anticipated growth by state, county, and local planners. The dark outlines you see with a really irregular shape there is actually the town of Shelbyville. Those are the corporate boundaries of the town. The PLUS report also noted that DLDOT's required to comment on the need for a traffic impact study for a conditional use application. In tab 8 in the zoning booklet is our request for that service level evaluation. And tab 9 is the actual support facilities report from DLDOT recommending that the applicant not be required to perform a TIS. And DLDOT also noted that Hudson Road is at service level B, both with and without the existing business. In that same PLUS report, the State Historic Preservation Office reported there are no known archaeological sites or National Register listed property on the applicant's parcel. SHPO also described the property owner's responsibilities to comply with the unmarked human burials and human skeletal remains law. State Fire Marshal's office commented and noted that the property is served by an on-site well and noted the fire protection requirements that would apply for any new construction with properties with a well. And while it was not a part of the PLUS report that you'll see in the package, the applicant was notified separately by Denrick that they might need an NPDES permit for industrial stormwater discharge. And so we went through a process, which actually spanned about 6 or 8 months, to straighten that out. And then there is a letter in the booklet where Denrick came back at the end of that effort and declared that there was not a NPDES permit, industrial permit required for stormwater discharge. The property is served by an on-site septic system. Tab 5 in your book is a copy of the soils map from the Sussex County Soil Survey, and that shows that most of the trucking site lies in an area of Easborough, which is well-drained soils. So this is an excerpt from the Sussex County zoning map. Shows that the site, the white area on this map, is the AR zone. Again, the dark area, with all those irregular shapes, is the town of Selbyville. And it shows that we are outside, just outside the municipal boundary of the town. This slide here, then, is an excerpt from the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This is actually the future land use plan, and shows that the site is within the town center area. And that town center is the pink area surrounding the brown area, which is the town of Selbyville. So you can see the red dot representing our site. So at the end of tab one, behind the zoning application, is a list of historic land uses and the seasonal hours of operation for those uses that have been done historically. This is an application for a conditional use in an AR1 zoning district for the various historic uses on the property. Those uses have been carried on by Hitchens Brothers Trucking and Construction and its successor, Shelby, including operation of a site construction company with heavy equipment, pans, graders, bulldozers, backhoes, skidders, loaders, dump trucks, and tractors. They've been operating 7 days a week. Also, an over-the-road trucking company with 18-wheel trailers, refrigerated cold storage trailers, dump trailers, flatbed trailers. Also, storage, sale, and delivery of construction materials on site, including crushed stone, clamshells, fill dirt, sand, mulch, asphalt millings, crushed concrete, topsoil, brick, cement blocks, landscape, timbers, and lumber. Also, heavy equipment leasing and storage, including trucks and trailers, and also leasing weather-enclosed rental storage space and parking areas for construction equipment and vehicles. Also, equipment and vehicle repair and maintenance, and operation of an office for the various enterprises on the site. And if you visited the site, which I think many of you do before a hearing or before a public hearing, you certainly know that the office and the entire property is certainly extremely neat and tidy on the site. And the business is situated on the same site as the Hitchens home place. And again, a property that's very well maintained. The proposed conditional use will not change the use of the subject site and its character, with the nature of the area, not adversely affecting the neighboring and adjacent properties because the land uses have been in operation for more than 50 years. The conditional use is consistent with the Sussex Comprehensive Plan since it's in an area where the historic use has been encouraged. Conditional use also meets the purposes of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. Tab 10 contains some proposed findings of fact that have been prepared for you to consider. And there are four conditions that have been self-imposed on the site. And I'll read those four conditions into the record. The first condition is that the hours of operation for the trucking office are Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. depending on weather and customer demand. Heavy equipment hours of operation are from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. again depending on weather.
and customer demand. During snowstorm events, hours may be extended. The second condition is the applicant shall comply with all applicable rules, regulations, statutes, ordinances, and license requirements governing the business or businesses that are conducted on the property. Number three, any signage not or shall not exceed 10 square feet on each side or facing and shall not be lighted. And the last condition proposed is that the final site plan be subject to review and approval of this commission. So that concludes my presentation. If you have any questions for me or Mrs. Gray, well, we'd be glad to try and answer those for you.
All right, sir. Well, we appreciate your presentation. Let's see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hudson.
The only question I have was another letter requested you not operate on Sundays. That's part of your business, am I correct? And you've been there for
you'll have to come up.
Ma'am, if you're going to testify, you got to come up and tell us.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. I'm new to this.
That's all right.
Yes, sir.
I need to put your name on the record for us, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Lisa Gray. I'm the operator and owner, along with my husband, and I inherited from my father, Darrell Hutchins. And currently, Tim and I work full-time jobs and trying to decide how we were going to keep the business operational. We do this on our part-time. And my husband's near retirement for the Worcester County government, and in the hope in the next few years we'll be running it. And the operation, you know, if we can keep the business more of a, what my father had it, you know, we will do that. But right now we do it as opportunity to keep the business afloat financially. Okay. So if we offer that, we kind of offer what Bunning & Murray or I would say our other competitor, we offer that on the weekends so we can help get that out there, our product out there on the weekends. So it's imperative to us right now to operate that way because we can keep it financially stable.
Okay. I didn't know that Darrell was his first name. I was born and raised.
You know, I didn't know if anyone would understand Boogie. So that's a unique name.
I think we all understand that. Now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. He was he's a hard act to follow, but we're trying to keep the tradition on. We have a grandson and our son and a daughter that we'd like to pass the business down to.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I'm good.
Thank Ross?
You. Yeah. The maintenance is done indoors or outdoors, or how do you do the maintenance, whatever maintenance you do plan on doing?
It's indoors, an indoor facility on the site.
Right.
On the roof.
Yeah, on the roof, yeah. And so no maintenance will be done outside, and you've got a disposal for oils and fluids and all that sort of stuff.
That's correct.
Yes, correct.
You are requesting 10 square feet of signage, but typically we allow 4x8, 32 square feet. That doesn't mean you have to put up 48, but it just makes it easier on our inspectors and staff to have one thing. Is that okay with you guys?
I don't
know. How large is the current sign, Tim? How would you say?
4x4, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, so it's greater than 10 square feet. 4x4 is 16. So, you know, we'll just say 4x8, 32 square feet would be all right with you?
We'd be fine with it.
The number of employees you plan on having, or do you have any idea of how many employees that you might need?
Right now, you're looking at the two major employees, and then we have a secretary that helps us on a part-time because we aren't operational. We have our son helps us, and another gentleman helps us with the landscaping piece that we do. I don't see us operating the business at the height that Darrell or Boogie Hutchins did, just because, you know, I'm getting ready to turn 50. But it could be five employees. I would be guessing to tell you I wouldn't be accurate, but five employees down the line. If we just purchased a dump truck, and we hope to get that on the road, a larger dump truck, a tandem, to get that on the road and get a driver.
Sure.
So it could be, with Tim and I included, five employees at this time.
That'd be fine. It just impacts your parking when you do your preliminary site plan, and you've got plenty of space there, so should not be an issue. And you just mentioned you only have a few trucks and trailers at the moment. Do you have a maximum number of trucks and trailers that you think you might have parked at the facility at any one time?
The aerial shows you, if you look, let me get
you're not there now because I was there Sunday.
There are, you see these trailers.
Yeah.
that, to scale gives you some idea, that, those trailers are there for storage, as I understand it, so.
For storage.
Maybe a couple dozen?
Yeah, we have right now one tandem dump truck, one six-wheeler dump truck, and they're currently housed inside, I don't know if you see, if I'm allowed to show you the.
Sure.
This is the office here, and then this is a, these, this shed right there, or this garage is a cement, garage that can fit two tractor trailers parked in there. So we keep those inside along with our, our truck with the landscaping trailer behind that. And then the other, garage, which is extended back this in direction, we keep our loader and our backhoe and bobcat in there, and then we have some of those spaces rented. How many would you think he had at Epitome of his equipment storage on there, like for tractor and trailers? I just want to be honest with you, I don't. Yeah, 6 to 8, and then he had dump trucks that were in the same range, so about 16 vehicles, tractor and trailers were on there at the Epitome of his, and a pan, and including a pan. Piece of equipment that's rather large. So, I don't think that we'll be operating at that capacity. I'm thinking we're going to keep it small and keep it affordable for us.
Sure. Okay. I'm going to leave it at that, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
All my questions have been answered.
Okay, Mr. Bradaway?
I have none, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Council?
Two things. First, 50. Whew, you know, don't worry, but he made it sound like that's getting old. I don't know. That didn't sound so old to me.
Actually, Mr. Robertson, that was the only comment I had for Ms. Gray was that, let me assure you that 50 is a piece of cake.
Yes.
So.
I feel good at 50. But I hope to enjoy some of our latter years. I hope, too.
So that was part one. This is more for staff, and I apologize if I missed it somewhere along the line. Just questioning how this got teed up as a conditional use, you know, if it's been in existence, was there some interruption in the use, or was there some expansion of the use, or?
No, I believe they came into the office, and there was a conversation about they wanted to bring it into as much conformity as they could, and we realized it had been there, so, you know, to make the application, they decided to make the application for the conditional use.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. I mean, that certainly makes sense because then it eliminates questions about what's nonconforming, what's not, and blah, blah, blah. I just was curious if there was a violation or what led to it.
The site is very well kept. I was on there Sunday. It's very neat.
That's all the questions I had.
All right, then. Well, we thank you very much. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2060, Shelby Trucking and Construction Company Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2060? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, the second public hearing that appeared on the agenda has been withdrawn. So if there's anyone here that has an interest in conditional use number 2061 Kenneth A. Hughes, that has been withdrawn from the agenda. And that completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business, our first item of business is Route 9 Meadery, conditional use number 2013, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of an 1,800 square foot building and site improvements to be located off Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The use is a meadery, went through the conditional use process. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on March 12, 2013. The application was reviewed under the name TBHM LLC. The County Council approved the conditional use on June 2, 2015. The property is zoned AR1 and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 4, Parcel 34, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, my recommendation for Route 9 Meadery conditional use 2013 is for a preliminary approval with final by staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Route 9 Meadery conditional use number 2013 as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Term 2 LLC on Lowe's Road, conditional use 187, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of an 8,000 square foot building to be used as an office and storage, and the construction of a truck scale. The truck scale is actually there on site. It's going to be restarted and reused. The building and scale are associated with the excavation of the borrow pit. The conditional use for the borrow pit was approved in March 1971. Buildings and scale are in compliance with the zoning code. Tax parcel is District 33314, parcel 23, and is zoned AR1. We are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan for Term 2 LLC on Lowe's Road with final by staff upon receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Term 2 LLC on Lowe's Road, conditional use number 187, preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is John Adkins and Sons Firewood on U.S. Route 113, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a firewood sales business with a 12-by-8 shed and storage bins to be used as part of the business. The plan is before the Planning Commission, as there is parking located within the front yard setback, which requires Planning Commission consideration and approval. The parcels will be combined. The tax parcels are District 233, Map 10, Parcel 49, and 51.01. The parcels are zoned C1, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the preliminary site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve John Adkins and Sons Firewood on U.S. Route 113, preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Pedden on Epworth Church Road, minor subdivision with 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one parcel of land and a 50-foot easement. The new lot will be 1 acre. The residual will be 6.1 acres. The easement will go over an existing driveway on the adjacent parcel of land owned by Jimmy and Martha Pedden. Both the new 1 acre parcel and the residual will have the required 100 feet of frontage along the easement. Any further subdivision shall require a major subdivision, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the application for the Lands of Pedden on Epworth Church Road for a minor subdivision on a 50-foot easement with final by staff pending approval by DLDOT.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement on Lands of Pedden on Epworth Church Road pending approval of DLDOT and any other approvals needed. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of BGR Investments LLC, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of two parcels of land with a residual parcel and the creation of a 50-foot easement. The new parcels will be 1.5 acres, 3 acres. The residual will be 8.48 acres. All three parcels will have access off the 50-foot easement. The new 50-foot easement will go over the existing driveway. Any further subdivision shall require a major subdivision. Staff is awaiting approval from the Office of the State Fire Marshal and is in receipt of DLDOT approval.
Mr. Chairman, considering the Lands of BGR Investment LLC, my motion is for approval for a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement, noting that any further subdivision will require a major subdivision and approval when, so you got DLDOT.
Have DLDOT awaiting fire marshal.
Fire.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement on the Lands of BGR Investments LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right. That completes our other business. Before we do our additional business, well, we can refer back to our public hearing. We had one public hearing this evening, was conditional use number 2060, Shelby Trucking and Construction Company Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2060 for Shelby Trucking Construction Company Incorporated for heavy equipment, storage, trucking, and construction business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, this allows the continuation of a use that has been, that has existed on the property for approximately 50 years. This conditional use will simply confirm the legal existence of the business on this site. Two, the use, which has existed for decades, will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or roadways. Three, the use will primarily be contained within the existing buildings and the parking and storage areas on the site. Number four, the site is in a town center area, which is an appropriate location for such use. Number five, while there was some concern expressed about the hours of operation, the record reflects that this use has existed at various hours for many years. The conditions will also address the hours of operation. No parties appeared in opposition to this conditional use. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. All maintenance shall be performed inside the buildings with appropriate disposal of fluids and other waste materials. One lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. Any dumpster on site shall be screened from view of the neighboring properties or roadways. The hours of operation for the trucking office are Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Heavy equipment hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. During snow events, these hours may be extended. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2060 Shelby Trucking and Construction Company for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right. Moving on to additional business. Comprehensive plan. Ms. Cornwell, you want to give us a little update on where we are and what we're doing?
Sure. I just wanted to let you know that I did send out a copy of the post-it note information that was requested, and the summaries of the focus groups, with the exception of the conservation one, which I am still proofreading just for grammatical errors, have been sent out to all the members. As long as I could figure out their email, I admit a couple of them came back. As best as I could, I got them out, and the conservation focus groups will be sent out soon. The request was for a copy of the agreement with McCormick Taylor, and I have that, and Mr. Robertson will be passing that down. Again, it's a five-year planning services contract. One of the exhibits is for the comprehensive plan. Staff is working with the county administrator to set up a workshop on November 15th, that Tuesday, to get the Planning Commission, McCormick Taylor, and Council together to discuss what happened with the public meetings and working on a path forward to get making sure everybody's on the same page and working together.
All right, thank you. Any discussion? Anything else they want to bring up?
Now, why is this a five-year plan?
Services contract there are two of them for two different planning, and it was a five-year plan to help. The RFP wasn't just for the comprehensive plan. It was for other planning services, and the time frame that was identified by council was for 5 years to help the planning office get through zoning amendments, the comprehensive plan, and other things.
I think they're going to stay with us after the adoption. That's theory.
Sort of the RFP and looking at this agreement, it's sort of in the standard consultant process the county goes through. Like, we have some consultants for engineering and different people, and they run it out over a course of 5 years or more. It looks like the agreement's a standard RFP consultant agreement that we've used with the county for, you know, a bunch of different consultants along the way. So. And what you do is, you just as new tasks come along, you just amend it to reflect those new tasks.
Okay, any other questions or thoughts or anybody wants to share in regard to the comprehensive land use plan process? Or
do we know who's coming on the 15th from McCormick and Taylor?
Alexis Williams and John Mullins.
Okay, no, just because I can't necessarily put names with faces, was John the younger gentleman?
Yes.
Okay, sort of blondish.
Yes.
Okay. Because my point being, I just want to make sure there's people here with authority that can answer questions that are involved.
I believe the project manager, he's the higher up.
The workshop manager?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it, that's a done, that's, it's set?
As soon as I get more details, I will pass it, I will pass the details along.
But we do know it's the 15th.
It's the 15th in the afternoon, exact time and location is to be determined, I'm waiting to hear back.
So you're working twice that week.
I mean, yeah, as soon as you get a, so we get it on the calendar.
Oh, absolutely, if you want to mark, just hold the afternoon right now for that.
No problem.
I will let you know.
Okay, is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on the comprehensive land use plan this evening? All right then, does anybody else on the commission have any questions or comments? That completes our agenda for the evening, does anyone have anything to add for the order? Yes, ma'am.
Just a reminder that next Thursday, there is a planning commission meeting, the packet will be sent out tomorrow.
Oh, well, best laid plans, you know, that's fine.
The attempt was to get it done today, things kind of got into it. I can, I might have it all together minus one or two things.
That's fine, tomorrow's fine, everybody will be good, so.
Because of no school November, right? All the holidays and stuff, that's what my kids call it.
Yeah.
It's returns day.
Their meetings this month are the 3rd and the 17th. So, all right, if there's nothing else to the good or the order, we stand adjourned, peace and harmony prevailing.